Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the Messy Masterpiece Podcast with Chad and Tori. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, y'all, or whatever day you're listening to this podcast on. Don't forget, there's only a few more days to get your Thrive Bible 20% off. There's a link and code inside this podcast description. And other than that, we're just going to jump right in.
Yes, let's do it, you guys. Today, we're reading out of Ezekiel 11, verse 19 and 20. And it is titled A Responsive Heart. It says, I will give them singleness of heart and put a new spirit within them. I will take away their stony, stubborn heart and give them a tender, responsive heart, so they will obey my decrees and regulations. Then they will truly be my people and I will be their God. The love letter from God says, Beloved child, you are my child and you are very special to me. I will give you a new heart, one that will be responsive to my leading. You're set apart to love and serve me in the world. I give you the power to help others see me by the way that you live. Be careful to act in such a way that others want to know me better. The influence I've given you will only reach its full potential if you pursue me with all your heart. With the tender heart I give you, everyone will see that you are truly my child and I am your father. Love your heavenly father. The reflection says, God wants to replace our stubborn hearts with hearts that are ready to serve him. When we live for God, we show that we are truly his children. He wants us to be part of his family. He also wants us to show others the way to him. But first, we must accept God's gift to us, a tender, responsive heart. The Treasure of Truth says, a responsive heart can be used by God.
Yeah, I love how there's this requirement of us in terms of like, okay, we talk about this Jesus guy, and we talk about his unconditional love, and we talk about how he changes us, and we talk about how he's just so incredible and all this stuff. Yeah. But if people don't see transformation in our life 100%. And in our reactions, the biggest place that you see transformation is not in living like your best life. Okay. Yeah. The biggest way that people see transformation is how you handle hardships and how you love those who persecute you. Because those are hard things. Mm-hmm. It's easy. It's much easier to just pursue the best things in life and like, oh, look, God loves me. I have a nice car. Right. But no, it's like, no, is Christ's love for me reflecting in how I love those who can do nothing for me?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's really good. I was listening to a sermon this past week and he was talking about the God you experience in different seasons. And it really, I think, is so detrimental to the church when we preach in a way that's like, hey, become a Christian and your life will be better. Mm-hmm. Your life will be blessed because you have the peace of God that surpasses all earthly understanding. But I think that we take that term blessed and we manipulate it into the American dream, you know, the Western civilization dream of what we want, that we'll get nice things, that we will never struggle. And that is so not the case. And I do believe that God shows up in our suffering so that we can experience different sides of him. I wouldn't know God as my provider if I never needed him to provide for me. I wouldn't know God as my peace if I've never been in chaos and experienced his peace in those moments. I wouldn't know him as my redeemer if I didn't first know that I needed to be redeemed. I wouldn't know him as my savior if I didn't know I needed to be saved. I wouldn't know him as merciful father if I hadn't felt the weight of shame and allowed his grace to cover me. And so I think that it's so important, like Chad said, to be transformed by the renewing of our mind, by the renewing of, you know, our spirit, right? By the Holy Spirit. And that's the only thing that will transform us is by actually spending time with him and allowing him to transform our hearts, for that exchange rate to happen, for us to give him our stubborn, hard, prideful hearts, and for him to exchange that with a spirit that is teachable, a spirit that is tender, a spirit that is responsive to his promptings. And when people see our lives transformed, they are going to want to know more about this God that we serve.
Yeah, that's so good. And I think another thing, just like on a practical sense, is that, you know, I don't actively pursue conflict with you. Like it's, you know, I don't know someone who's in a relationship that desires conflict.
Totally.
I mean, some people are better at handling conflict than others, but I don't know someone who actually is like, oh, I can't wait for that. But I know that each piece of conflict that you and I've had has brought us closer together.
Yeah.
And I know that if we had not experienced that conflict, we would not be as close as we are.
Yeah, that's true.
And when you say that God is there for us in our suffering, I love how deeply we get to know Christ in those times.
Absolutely.
I love how deep it makes our relationship with him, because if it's just a superficial relationship with God where he's just like, just provides for us once in a while.
Genie in a bottle.
Yeah. It's like he's paying child support.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want a child support God.
Yeah.
I want a present God who's here loving me in my hard times.
Totally.
And so
it's really good.
Yeah. That was a weird analogy, but I'm here for it.
Well, it's true. He's our father. Mm-hmm. Right. And I don't know any child who wants just the child support. They want a present father who is there. Yeah.
And then we don't treat him like, a father who's only paying child support.
That's good.
You want to pray some out?
Yeah. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for who you are to us in every season. Lord, you are present in our suffering. You are present in our joy, Lord. You are here in every season, in our mess, Lord. I just pray today that you would reveal the message you're trying to teach us inside of our mess, Lord. We know that you are always there. So, Lord, would we press in today? Lord, would you transform our hearts, Lord, so that we can live in a way that people are drawn in, Lord. They're drawn in. They want to know more about you because of the way that we live. Lord, help us be a light in our families, a light in our communities, a light to this world. So Lord, right now we're going to open up the floor for our listeners to continue in prayer, and Chad and I are going to be praying in agreement with them. So cover me in the blood and heal my open wounds. I'm desperate for your limitless love. So cover me in the blood and heal my open wounds. I'm desperate for your limitless love. Love so abounding, love so pure, love so abounding, we will endure.
Amen, God.
Amen, God.
Amen, y'all. We appreciate you tuning in. Hope you have a great weekend.
And we'll be talking to y'all tomorrow.
Au revoir.